Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. Sunday's Prophecy. Do you love me more than what you see? Are you more in awe of the mountains than Jesus, the bright and morning star? Are you more amazed by the universe than by my majesty that created it all? Are you more thankful for your job and the things that it provides, or God who gives you the breath and strength to live? What portion of me have you lost in your thankfulness for all the creature comforts of your life? How can you see all you have, all your dreams, without seeing the heart and hand of my graciousness and forgiveness? What has happened to the heart of redemption, the root of my son's life, the glory of his death and resurrection? But you have slipped into the goodness of good things and forgotten there is none good but me. Don't get lost in your gifts, your ministries. Get lost in me. Repent and return your focus, your heart, and your gifting to me. See me, know me, praise me, get lost in me. Marvel at me first, not what you see or what I have done for you. Give up the rest. Give it all up, but Christ glorified in all you say and do. Look this way, my children. Look up, my children, and get lost in me. I have read this a few times now since Sunday. It is sobering to me to think how I think and feel about all he has done, but somehow lose the edge of who he is. God cannot be worshipped too much for who and what he is. It says in Revelation 4, verse 8, "And they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come." Look at Psalms 30, verse 12, or Psalm 41, 13, or 99, 3 through 9, or look at the entire chapter of Psalm 103. 1 Timothy 1:17 and Hebrews 13:15. Aren't you awed that we have such a perfect, almighty, and loving God that is worthy of such praise? It says, "The Lord has appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee." See Jeremiah 31:3, Deuteronomy 7, verse 7, Psalm 103:17, Timothy 1:9, Titus 3:3, 1 John 4:19. Aren't you thankful that God loves you enough to give his only begotten son for you? That should be overwhelming. Let us be grateful and praise God for who he is and what he is. A God of loving care, compassion, and forgiveness. He has sent us the example and opened the way before us to follow in his steps. Jesus. I pray you think about this hard this week. I pray that you read this prophecy over and over again until it becomes a part of you. And maybe from time to time go back to it so you do not lose your edge. I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled day.